At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah, good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a Thursday night. I'm Ewan Cameron and Rangers are currently in action in Cyprus where the score is, after 20 minutes, Limassol 1, Rangers 0. That's not a wind-up. That is the truth. That is what's happening right now in Cyprus. Rangers are a goal down. Alongside me, we've got Gordon Dielle and Cammy Bell. Your reaction to Rangers conceding that early goal against Limassol, Gordon Dielle?
One positive for me. They should be 2-0 down. They've missed a great chance right after it. You've got to say, from Limassol's point of view, I think they've been excellent. They're causing Rangers all sorts of problems. The goal's a terrific ball in. Terrible defending by Rangers. Good header. Gives Butland absolutely no chance. Puts this Rangers team under immense pressure. It really is. They cannot afford to lose this game tonight. I'm not being disrespectful, but you cannot go over there and lose this game.
Cammy Bell, poor goal to lose.
Yeah, really poor goal, and again, they look very fragile. They're quite open this first 20 minutes. Limassol have had a number of counter-attacks on them and should be 2-0 up. They look very, very fragile at the back, and they've started
what
to come
out. What a chance. Dessers is in, and he scored 1-1. Yes. Goal, Rangers. Oh, it might be offside. It might be offside. Dessers has
think
put the ball in the back
early.
Of the net. Is it offside? Yep. Yes, it is. It's
offside. He went too early. He made his run too early. It's a sin for the lad. He's desperate for goals. He's been poor. You see him there. He's playing on the shoulder.
He's got to do better.
He is off.
But he's got to do better, is he not, in that position?
I don't know about doing better, but he's put the ball in the back of the net. He's just timed his run badly.
Did I sound a wee bit too excited for that Rangers goal there?
I thought I was sitting next to Archie McPherson there. An ugly looking Archie McPherson.
Rangers thought they'd equalise, but it's offside. Still 1-0 to Limassol in the Europa League. We'll keep you updated throughout the evening. Andrew McLean is in Cyprus for us. We'll be with him at half time. We'll also be heading to Pittodrie to build up to Aberdeen's game against Helsinki with Dave Galloway. Big game for Aberdeen tonight after their narrow defeat to Eintracht Frankfurt a couple of weeks ago. But in the meantime, let's hear from Celtic fans and get your reaction from last night's Champions League match against Lazio. Heartbreak for Celtic. What did you make of the performance? Where did it go wrong? And where does it go wrong for Celtic every time they seem to play in Europe? Give us a call. 0141-951-1025 is the number to call. 0141-951-1025. So last night was all about the Champions League and Celtic. They lose 2-1 with a last-minute header from Pedro. Gordon Dielle, over the 90 minutes, did Celtic deserve something out of the game?
Oh, 100% for me. I thought in spells they were excellent. They played some terrific football. Got off to a great start. Kyogo's goal once again. Everybody was talking about, can he take his chances at the top level? Certainly showed that last night. Matt O'Reilly's goal pulled through for him was magnificent. Then they lose, which I think Brendan Rodgers will be more disappointed with, a set play from a corner kick. Lets Lazio back in the game. Sucker punch at the end. And you got to feel for Carter Vickers because he's been out for so long.
Would you put him in? Was it a mistake putting him in?
No, because I don't think Brendan Rodgers had a lot of choices. You look
What a game to throw him into, though.
Yeah, I know, but you had Phillips in there at centre-back. Lagerbielka's suspended, remember. So they were short on personnel. And I think Phillips had run his race. So I thought that Brendan Rodgers, Carter Vickers is trained. Everything's come through, everything. Look, the lad got caught. Unfortunately, get caught and Lazio punished. That's what happens at that level. But if I'm Brendan Rodgers and anything to do with Celtic, I'm feeling a bit disappointed today.
We're going to speak to Brian in just a second on Celtic's performance. But Cammy, last night, last minute defeat for Celtic. What is with Celtic in Europe? Why is it not working out for them?
listen, it's fine margins. I've said this before at the elite level of sport and football.
But the fine margins always go against Celtic.
Yeah, they do, and then they need to learn from that. Again, I don't think they should be putting themselves in a position. They played some fantastic football in the second half, especially for me. Controlled a lot of it, had a number of opportunities, and for me, it's just these small margins that are costing them. And yes, you're right, they're always going against Celtic at the moment, but they need to try and control that a little bit more. They shouldn't be conceding a goal in the last minute. They'll be very, very disappointed with that, especially for how much they put into the game.
I don't want to be too controversial with what I'm about to say, but is Brendan Rodgers arrogant when it comes to how he set his team up?
No.
He talks about, before the European campaign, that they're not going to change their philosophy. Mm-hmm. That he's going to stick to his football principles, which is to go out and play the Celtic way. But you're not playing St Mirren, you're playing Lazio. And his record in Europe is particularly poor. Should he be taking a leaf out of the book of the likes of Neil Lennon, who went to Lazio and beat them with a 5-3-2? Hard to break down, hard to beat. And they've went and won in Lazio.
You can go with different personnel, middle of par, set midfield players.
But he went with a 4-3-3. Right, sometimes it seemed a bit end-to-end at times.
If you let me finish and stop rudely interrupting. What I see is Brendan Rodgers looked at that last night, Celtic Park, 4-3-3. There's nothing up in the formation last night. Now, going back to, and time's gone by, he could tweak one or two things. Now, remember, he went over to Barcelona.
He's not learning a lesson.
He went to Barcelona and he played five at the back and he got spanked. And I know you can argue Barcelona. Last night was not about formation personnel or anything. It was about they get outdone with a set play, which you'll be really disappointed with, and a last-minute goal when Carter Vickers, who had hardly trained and played, get caught. And I think that
Gordon,
was a forced measure.
But Gordon, this isn't just last night, though.
No, but you're talking about last night.
But just in a general sense, Celtic's performances overall in Europe are poor and have been for a number of years. And Brendan Rodgers, 2 wins out of 20 in the Champions League. Does he have to change his ways to get the results? Because I think Celtic, for me, are a better side than what they were last night and deserved something out of the game. Not so sure they deserve to win it, but I think if he was to tweak it and go a different way, he might just get a result. Look at what Gordon Strachan did against AC Milan, the eventual winners in 2007. Look at the way he set up against AC Milan and lost 1-0 over two legs of football.
So you think they would have beat last night if they went 3-5-2?
Yeah.
Right.
I think if they kept it tight, if they kept it solid, they kept possession last night without really doing anything with it.
They did keep it tight. They did keep it solid. They lost two goals, one from a set play. No, they didn't get cut open.
So Rodgers should change. He doesn't need to change his style.
You just don't change your style. But it's your personnel you've got. He's got a team there that's lined up for 4-3-3. He can change the way he plays in that system by maybe saying to his fullbacks, look, I don't want you going as high up the pitch. I want you to be more defensive. But I disagree with you wholeheartedly. That was nothing to do with formation last night.
Let's go to Brian, who's standing by to speak to us. We did have some problems with the phones, but they're now up and running. Give us a call on 01419511025. Limassol still one up against Rangers. We'll keep you up to date with that. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
How you doing, Ewan? Been a long time, my pal.
It has been a long time. Where are you just now?
Champions League campaigns, when we've done it before, Ewan.
Aye, that's right. Where are you just now?
I'm in Stirling.
All right.
I was in Glasgow last night, Ewan, watching Celtic. Now, I've said it from the beginning of the season, the changes to Big Ange, to Brendan, the players have got themselves a wee bit off the rails, but they're back on the rails, right? So 55%, 65% would be about right the now. Last night, up until, the very last minute, but up until Celtic looked like they were actually going to win the game last night. And it's no formation or anything. The team played well enough if we take our chances. Now, we hear this if all season, every season in Europe. But we just seem to have this kind of, I don't know if it's a hoodoo or luck or whatever, but it was it was gutting. But we're playing against a team, Ewan, who are pretty decent and are pretty decent in the top five leagues.
They're not. They're 16th in Serie A just now. They've been poor all season. They've got problems behind the scenes. Lazio were there for the taking last night. And I think this Celtic will be kicking themselves this morning. And if truth be told, if you're going to hand pick a group to be in the Champions League, it would have been that group, because Feyenoord are nothing special, Lazio are nothing special this season. If Celtic don't have European football after Christmas, then serious questions will need to be asked, because Brendan Rodgers said quite clearly when he walked through the door in that media conference when he's unveiled as a Celtic manager, he's here to make strides in Europe, and it looks like Celtic will not be in Europe after Christmas, so he's already failed in his first goal.
No, he's not, Ewan. Come on, stop being such a big drama queen.
No, but the track record would suggest you're not getting out that group. The track record would suggest... You've got the toughest team to play next in Atletico Madrid, and you've got Hee-Haw from Feyenoord and Lazio.
Listen, have a bit more respect for European football, right? You're saying that Lazio are rubbish. That
I never said that.
For the taking, and now you're saying that Atletico are the best of the four teams. Do you actually watch football, Ewan?
Yes, I do, Brian. You clearly don't, because I think you've got it wrong. You tell him. Are you? So you're sitting there saying about the positives, Brian. You're saying about the positives, but you've lost both the games. You lost to Feyenoord. You've lost to Lazio. Yeah. As I've just said, you really should be getting something from both of those games. And you should.
We are in transition, Ewan.
But
we're in a transition period.
Are you always in transition because you mess up in Europe every year?
Ewan, do you want me and Cameron just to watch a game and then carry on? I'm enjoying the Ewan Cameron show here. In all the years I've been on this, I didn't know that we were just here to back you up.
Right, hold on a second. Cammy.
I fell asleep.
I was busy watching that. On you go.
We've got two Rangers fans watching the Rangers game here. So they're quite happy for me and Brian to go toe-to-toe about Celtic. The reason I'm annoyed is because I actually Celtic on my coupon last night. and I thought Celtic would win. I've been saying it all week. I was saying it in the podcast. Celtic will win against Lazio. And I'm upset and disappointed for Celtic because I thought they'd do something in Europe this year. Celtic will be kicking themselves, Cammy.
100%. Celtic were really good last night in large parts of the game. Again,
thanks, Cammy.
Yeah, no, they were very good. And again, they created enough opportunities. And we said it last season under Ange as well. It was converting them opportunities. You need to take them at the elite level. And if you don't take them, the other opposition will get chances. And if they take it, they're more than likely going to hurt you. And that's what happened again last night. But yeah, I think Celtic will be really kicking this all, because I agree with you, Lazio are a team that, listen, they're still a high quality opposition, but they're nowhere near the Lazio that we know of from years gone by. And I agree with you as well, they've got probably the hardest team coming up in Atletico. It was a very good game. I've seen that game between them and Feyenoord, a lot of goals, and that's where Celtic will need to beware. And their home games this season in the Champions League, that's where they need to get their points.
Just quickly, where I picked Brian up now, I know where he's come from, but I disagree a little bit. He said the difference was we didn't take our chances. No, it wasn't. The difference was you didn't defend at the right times. Now, you get a clean sheet there last night, you're picking up 3 points.
Yeah.
Right? So it's as simple as that. Set play. Every coach, every manager, I'll tell you, they hate losing goals from set plays because they work it in every single day. People are given responsibilities, who to pick up, who to mark. Their jobs are there. And obviously, at the end, they get outdone. So I don't think it's all about, once again, looking at Celtic, missing the chances. Celtic, if they'd have got a clean sheet last night, defensively strong as a unit, would have picked up 3 points.
Loads of ifs in tonight's debate in regards to Celtic. Brian, see, before I let you go, one question for you. Will Celtic get out that group and have European football after Christmas?
There's a possibility, but Ewan, before you go, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If Celtic get on in Europe after and go into third place or even have been sneak second, will you come back on and admit that you're wrong and you know nothing about football?
I'm home Celtic feel. I want the best for Scottish football.
I'll do that for you, Brian. Love you, man. It's been a while since I spoke to you. Take care.
You too, pal. All the best, boys.
Cheers, Brian.
Cheers, mate.
Let's speak to Michael. Before we do get to Michael, just bring you up to date with what's happening in Cyprus in the Europa League. Limassol 1, Rangers 0. Early goal for Limassol. The two Rangers fans to my left have been keeping an eye on this. the night after Celtic get beat in the Champions League, we replaced Mark Wilson with a Rangers fan.
He's in bed, Al.
Sick. You've been keeping an eye on that. Have Rangers had any chances, Gordon?
Well, the one that obviously we thought Desers had equalised, it was rightly given offside. It took for ages.
I was going to say that.
I thought it was a Liverpool Tottenham VAR group that was in there, let me say. But I've got to say, if I'm Stephen Davis on that dugout, I'm still a bit concerned about the opposition. They're creating chances. They had a good chance from a free kick. They've opened Rangers up once or twice.
Is it the opposition, or is it how poor Rangers are defensively as
Rangers
well?
They look
very, very, very open.
Let's go to Michael, who's standing by to talk about last night's defeat to Lazio. Good evening, Michael.
How you doing, Ewan? How you doing, Gordon and Tammy?
Hi, Michael.
How are you, Michael?
I remember when you were on the radio with Ruffy.
Aye, the many years ago, mate. Yes, it's when...
I've got your book when you used to, you signed it all for me, Ewan Allen Ruff.
My God, I'll be worth a right few quid.
A bookstore in Socky Hall Street or something like that. I can't remember now.
That's right. I did a book signing in Socky Hall Street and the queue was out the door.
Nah, for Ruffy.
Was it for me?
Exactly.
Michael, it's nice to speak to you again, my man. Celtic last night. What do you think?
I'm scunnered, to be honest with you, Ewan. And that guy, Brian, he's talking nonsense, by the way. And you're spot on because, for me, right, Vickers lost us the game. VAR is ruining football, I think. Yang is no Jota. And Maida, for the two chances that he had, he needs to improve his game dramatically. But do you know something, Ewan? You were right when you said about Rodgers. And this is what I've been trying to say all along, basically about Rodgers when he came in. We're going to do strikes in Europe. And I'm going to say one last thing to you, pal. Basically, Celtic are going to be finished bottom of the group. They're going to get a tanking both times by Madrid. Celtic have got no chance against Madrid because if they can't do it against Lazio, can't do it against Feyenoord, they never learn. Right to the death, they've done it in Feyenoord and Notre Dame at half-time, lost a goal, and then they did it again last night. Like Gordon's just waiting to say as well, it's their defending is rank rotten.
Very positive call there from Michael. Thanks Rangers for that, Michael. Could well be.
He's never been a Celtic. Could well be. Apart from that, I hope they lose the league.
Cheers, Michael. Let's speak to Jerry. He's in Erskine. Hiya, Jerry.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Long time.
It's been a long time, my friend. Oh, I know Jerry. How are you, my man?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Thank you very much. Yes.
So what did you think of last night?
Right. I was thoroughly disappointed. I was really more annoyed than disappointed. I thought Rodgers' game management in the last 15 minutes was appalling. You don't bring on Carter Vickers when he's rough and he's stiff and all the rest of it. Okay, if he was 20 minutes to go and they were 3-1 up, that's fine. Give him a wee bit of game time. Phillips was playing fine, absolutely fine. He's been brought off, I think, every time he started. Now, the other situation is that there was no fire in Celtic's belly. If you watched the last 10 minutes of the Motherwell game and the last 10 minutes of this game, there you would see a difference. I mean, McGregor, who has been very poor this season, he was stroking the ball back to Hart and to Taylor, and I'm thinking, you're getting beat or you're drawing. You want to win it, because 1 point, even 1 point wouldn't be enough, and it's really quite inevitable that Celtic will be fourth. Can anyone really see Feyenoord or Lazio being below us? So Celtic's not even going to get Europa again.
I had high hopes for Celtic in this group to at least finish third. I thought that was a minimum that they should be getting.
As well.
And I genuinely thought, and I also said as well, if Celtic drop in Europa League, they'll have a decent run. Because seeing you're playing knockout football home and away, Celtic have goals in that team, they'd have a really good chance of going deep into the Europa League. So I was excited at the prospect of Celtic and Rangers being in the Europa League and getting half decent runs. As it stands right now, Rangers won't be getting out of their group because they're getting beat by Limassol. But I think Jerry makes a really good point there. Although you disagree with that, I thought it was a mistake bringing on Carter Vickers last night.
Right. Jerry's talking about Phillips was doing well. I can't disagree with that.
They shouldn't have brought Carter Vickers on for a game like that.
There's absolutely no chance, in my opinion, that Brendan Rodgers has got to make that substitution for the sake of bringing Carter Vickers on for...
He made a mistake.
Phillips must have been...
He made a mistake.
Phillips must have signalled or telling the physios that, look, That's me, Ran Murray.
So you're a mind reader now, are we?
No, well, I don't see an experienced manager like Brendan Rodgers making that mistake.
He maybe wants to bring Carter Vickers on for a bit more experience because it's coming towards the end of the game. Does he want to lose the game?
I don't buy that.
So I don't buy that.
I think Phillips ran his race.
I think Jerry's made a very good point, Cammy.
No, listen, I think he has made a good point. What I would say that... Listen, we wouldn't expect Carter Vickers to come on and make that mistake. But again, he's been out for a long period of time. So that is the risk factor when you're putting him on in such a big game and a high-profile game. Brendan Rodgers, for me, is taking a risk if Phillips hasn't asked to come off.
Or if Phillips hasn't signalled. Right, he makes a mistake, what, 30 yards out?
Oh, no, listen.
You've still got to defend it as well. So you just can't go, oh, Carter Vickers has lost the ball there. That's it, it's a goal.
Yeah, but it was key to them conceding the goal. That was the key moment.
Well, they gave the ball away. So
that was the key moment.
But you defend the cross.
Gordon, listen, that was the key moment.
You still defend the cross.
Jerry made the point of that he felt as if Callum McGregor was playing sort of safe, negative football. But is that a mentality thing with Celtic at the moment? When they're 1-1, are the players on the pitch thinking, you know what, we'll probably take a 1-1 because of their poor history?
Ending
the
losing run.
Yeah. So again, that's maybe why they weren't playing that penetrating football and passing the ball forward, but they've got to manage the game better. When you're one each and you put so much into the game, they need to take something out of it.
Jerry, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, my man. Have a great night.
Okay, Paul, thank you. See you now.
Cheers, Jerry. All the best. We're going to be live to Cyprus in a couple of minutes. It's coming up to half time there. Still Limassol 1, Rangers 0. Andrew McLean is there for us. We'll also speak to Charles, who's a Celtic fan, about the game against Lazio. Stay right there. It's Clyde 1, Super Scoreboard.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah, Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron tonight. Gordon Duncan has got the night off. I'm not sure what he's doing. Andrew McLean, who would be here if he wasn't in Cyprus. And we'll be crossing to Andrew very soon for the Europa League game between Limassol and Rangers. It's approaching half-time. Limassol 1, Rangers 0. Alongside me tonight, Gordon Dalziel and Cammy Bell. Two Rangers fans here tonight reacting to Celtic's defeat last night and really enjoying the Rangers game because they can't afford TNT Sports in their own house.
Do you think so? I'm going to bite with that?
So they can come in here and watch it for free. Yeah. That's why they're here.
You come in with a leather jacket on, with a motorbike like Fonzie, and you're sitting there saying Rangers fans. Mm-hmm. We're here as professional pundits.
Professional pundits?
To give an honest opinion.
Okay. We'll get to Andrew shortly. They're still playing in Limassol. Let's speak to Charles, who's in Greenock. Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, Ewan. Good evening, panel.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
As a wee aside there, I just caught him. Ewan, what are you riding these days?
Brilliant, Charles.
Yes, I came in on a moped, my friend. I've taken the leather jacket off because I took the leather jacket off because I'm getting absolute stick from these two next to me. So the leather jacket's off, and we're not here to talk about my fashion sense. We're here to talk about what happened last night. So, Charles, let's talk Celtic. What happened last night? Where did it go wrong?
Well, where it went wrong is it went wrong long ago. Celtic seem to have been obsessed with project signings, and that's where it went wrong for me last night. Far too many project signings in the team. Now, they might be getting away with it in the domestic league, and the only reason they're getting away with it in domestic league is because Rangers are in such a state at the moment. But in Europe, it's not good enough. That team was fully starting from front. Near the end of the game, who has virtually no experience because of his history. We know about his history about having to spend 2 years in national service, etc. He's now come into Celtic and he's getting no experience whatsoever because he's setting sprint with Kyoto. He's getting 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there.
So your problem, Charles, is that you think that Celtic are a feeder club. That players come in, they get their experience, Celtic can then sell them on for a profit. So at the end of the day, it's not about progression in Europe, it's about making money. Is that what you're saying?
You're not far from it. To say they're a feeder club, I would say is a bit strong, but they're obsessed with their business model and making money.
Okay, Cammy.
Yeah, but again, that's been their model for a long time now. It's not just creeped up on us. They've done that.
But Brendan Rodgers said when he was unveiled as Celtic manager, he's here to make a mark in Europe.
Yeah,
and he won't do that with that team if he's getting projects to work with. As Charles suggested.
Yeah, no, listen, I think it's difficult to do it with projects and young players who are not proven in the game. But that's they know, Brendan Rodgers knew the DNA of Celtic when he came into it. He knew what it was all about. He knew what the model, the business model was, that they bring in players, they develop them, and then they sell them on. They're not going to change that over because Brendan Rodgers has came back. I don't think that would have been the conversation. He would have knew that that's part of his project. Yes, they're failing in Europe, but I still think it's small margins. I don't think they're far away. I think you're right, and they just need to tweak one or two things. Last night, do they just be a little bit more game savvy in the last couple of minutes? And as I say, were the Celtic players nervous? Is there a sort of mentality block coming on towards the end of games in European ties where they've not picked up many points over the past 2-3 seasons?
Yeah.
So for me, they should have just shut up shop, took the point and moved on and tried to build some confidence.
Charles, Rangers losing to Limassol, has that cheered you up a wee bit?
I'm not unhappy, put it that way. Listen, I'm not that type, guys. I'm not overly exuberant. I like to see him getting beat again. It puts a wee smile on my face.
Cheers, Charles. Let's speak to John, who's in Knightswood. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Not bad. Are you smiling that Rangers are getting beat in Cyprus?
Actually, it doesn't matter.
You're more worried about what happened last night.
Unlike you and Cameron, you, mate, said, but you're cheering them on. I mean, you may be a Hearts fan.
No, wait, John.
Nothing.
John, hold on a second.
Your team are rubbish. You beat me for £1,700 the other week and you're shouting about my team. Couldn't even qualify.
Yeah, John. Listen.
Still try to hammer Celtic.
No, John. I support all.
Maybe your team's performance the other week.
Yeah, just because you lost £1,700 because Hearts failed your coupon, don't blame it on me.
I'm actually blaming I didn't have my glasses and I accidentally marked them in for it.
John, a lot being said about Celtic and where it goes wrong in Europe. Another defeat last night. Where is it going wrong? Why is it going wrong?
We're just near luck. The only kind of luck we've got in Europe is bad luck. And it has been that for a while.
It's more than that.
We're playing good. We can't say we're not playing good. And we didn't deserve to get beat last night.
I agree with that point. Didn't deserve to get beat. But
a draw would have been a fair result.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. You can throw the argument back, but they did get beat. Right, so... But for me last night was... I thought Celtic's performance at times was very, very good. Right, I really did. I thought they played some good football. Scored a terrific goal. Kyogo obviously will get a lot of confidence from that. It's just the defending side of it that... You know, if you play in the Premier League or domestic league, you maybe get away with one or two of those defensive lapses because you're not playing the quality that you're playing against in the Champions League. Last night, they made two mistakes, one set play and one defending the goal, and they get punished for both. That's the level they have to get to.
Yep, definitely.
John, there is a VAR check for a possible penalty for Limassol at the end of the first half, I think. No, it is half-time. We'll get to Limassol in just a second. One final question for you, John. Will Celtic get out of that group, whether it be third or second, and have European football after Christmas?
So you put me on the spot here. No. Well, I hope so. You know what I mean? Because we can't keep going less.
We all hope, John. John, we all hope so.
Still qualify.
I hope I get a date with Cameron Diaz. We can all hope, but are they going to do it?
Cameron Diaz, he's not even nice looking, mate. What are you all about?
Have a look at him.
Right.
What part of the barrel was Radio Cliff looking at the night when you got you in?
They were scraping the barrel, mate. I was way at the bottom. I was the guns round the rim.
You make the L look good.
No, I know. Well,
hey, you.
Yeah.
Catch
hey,
on.
John, it's been a pleasure as always, my
you
man, speaking to you.
You're the best, okay?
Cheers, John. All the best, mate. Right, let's get live to Limassol Rangers in action.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard's European coverage with Trustbeat Scotland. For life after debt, visit trustbeatscotland.net.
Andrew McLean is in Cyprus for us. Half-time Limassol Rangers. Andrew, how did it go in that first half?
Yeah, Aris, Limassol 1, Rangers 0. As you say, the half-time score, it's a bit of a change in the dugout for Rangers, but it is really the same old issues at the moment. There was an early warning sign for Rangers as well. Mihail Mayambela, it was a right-footed shot from him at an angle. That one was saved low by Jack Butland. Turned round for a corner, but they did get their goal 9 minutes in, and it'll be one Rangers will be very disappointed with defensively. The ball in from the right, and it was Alex Maketu. Masunda, he was the one, he was completely free in the middle of the box in the header. He found the bottom corner. Jack Butland could do nothing about it, and the home side took the lead. They maybe should have made it two a few minutes later as well. Rangers all over the place at the back relay. Mayambela with a cross this time, and from a good position in the middle of the box, Leo Bengston could only fire over, probably a bit of a let off for Rangers there. Rangers really hadn't created much around 22 minutes in. They did have the ball in the back of the net. Cyril Dessers was played through. He supplied the finish. However, the flag went up. There was a really lengthy VAR check. It did look tight, but the on-field decision was correct, and that goal did not stand. Rangers, you know, they continued to not really create much in the final third. They also looked pretty exposed at the back throughout a lot of this game. There was an Abdallah Sima header that was easily saved by Vanna about 5 minutes before the break. That one was never going to trouble him. But Stephen Davis, you know, he hasn't had long to work with these players at the moment, but there definitely hasn't been any quick fixes at the moment. The half-time score here in Cyprus, Aris Limassol 1, Rangers 0.
Michael Beale should have stayed, Andrew.
I'm not sure the Rangers fans will be saying that, certainly after the atmosphere that, you know, you saw after the game at the weekend. But, you know, these Rangers fans, they really did get behind the team when they were coming out for their warm-up, and they came out at the start of the game. But they will be disappointed because, you know, some of the same old problems are there. And, you know, Lammers and Dessers haven't really impressed today. There is a change of system. They've gone 4-2-3-1. They've got Wright and Sima. They're supplying the width, but they're not really getting on the ball all that much. There was a moment towards the end of the half where Scott Wright, there was a really nice turn down the right, and it was a dangerous ball across the face of goal. But from wide areas, that's the only real thing Rangers have done in this half. And the big problem's at the other end, because Rangers, they have been exposed a few times. Aris Limassol do have pace to try and get in behind, and the defence look a bit disjointed, so Rangers are going to have to do something about that, or else Aris Limassol are going to be able to create more chances in the second half.
The only consistency about Rangers just now is something that Andrew said there, which is Lammers and Dessers aren't offering much. You hear that every game.
Yeah, that's why I said I thought it was a bit unlucky for Dessers, because he's judged on goals, and every goal, like, we scored three, is it three, can I? I think yeah. Three of them have hit off him. Tell a lie, two hit off him, one with a penalty kick. He's offered nothing. He needs something to ignite his Rangers career going forward. He get the vote of confidence tonight from the interim manager, but once again, apart from that odd chance, he's gave nothing. Lammers, to me, I don't know what he brings to the party.
Andrew, you're there with the Rangers team and backroom staff. Any word or any rumours flying around about who might replace Michael Beale?
No, I mean, James Bisgrove is stayed in the UK. He's away, you know, sort of getting things in place to try and get the manager in as quickly as possible. Plenty of names floating about at the moment, but, you know, sources at Rangers saying that they're really focusing on these two games at the moment. Stephen Davis, Alex Ray, the rest of the backroom staff will take charge of those games, and then going into the start of next week, I think things will start to ramp up from then. There has been a bit of talk about Pascal Jensen, who is the AZ Alkmaar manager. I said last night on the show that, you know, he came out and said in his press conference last night that it was completely out of the question, so I think that's one that you maybe need to forget about. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It doesn't really appear that there is an obvious candidate at the moment. Rangers fans will be interested to see who it will be, and I did speak to a lot of Rangers fans today over here just to sort of gauge the temperature. There wasn't many that were, you know, definitively saying exactly who they wanted. It was more sort of ruling out managers they didn't want rather than picking their preferred candidate.
If Alex Ray can get a gig, then Gordon Deal, you've got a chance.
Alex suits the tracksuit a lot better than me.
He doesn't have that punch, does he?
No, he doesn't. I'm looking good, don't I?
Andrew, they're live in Cyprus for Limassol against Rangers. We'll speak to you at full time, my man. You're going to get yourself a pie. Or I don't know. What did they have at half time in Limassol? Do you know, Andrew?
I don't think it's anything that's culturally relevant. I think it was chicken wraps earlier on, so right, I'm disappointing okay. you there. There's nothing fun.
All right, bud. Andrew, they're live in Limassol. Rangers are 1-0 down at half-time. When we return, we'll continue the chat about Celtic from last night, losing to Lazio. Frank standing by, so is Peter. Stay right there. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Oh, mate, yes. Where are you going? Sit down. We're back on. Well, we are. I'm on. Sit down. Aye, make me a winner. We're not finished. What? You're not listening to that, would you? I'm talking. He's just walking out. Gordon DL. It's make me a winner. Your chance to win £98,000 is what you could be winning. So if you want the chance to win a hundred... Oh, no. Hold on a wee second. Nuria won £98,000. Congratulations to Nuria, who won £98,000 on Make Me a Winner last time out, which is fantastic. We can make you a winner. £100,000 up for grabs tomorrow when we make another call, but you need to be in the draw to win it. Text yes to 61025. That's yes to 61025 for the chance of winning £100,000. Text to £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at clyde1.com. Online entries cost £2 or call this number 0330-880-4523. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only. All the rules for this network competition are online. If you get a call from us after three, answer within five rings. Say the words, make me a winner. What are those words, Cammy Bell?
Make me a winner.
Yeah, it would help if your microphone was on. But yeah, those are the words, make me a winner. Say that and we'll give you £100,000. Text yes to 61025 for your chance to win. Good luck. Clyde One Super Scoreboard continues in a couple of minutes.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah, good evening. Ewan Cameron here in for Gordon Duncan tonight. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call if you want to have your say on Rangers, who are currently losing in Cyprus to Limassol, and Celtic losing to Lazio last night in the Champions League. Let's speak to Peter and Frank. Let's get them both on. Let's start with Peter. Hey, Peter in Torquay, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You and Gordon and Cammy, thanks for having me on. Yep.
You're welcome, Peter. We've got Frank there as well. Frank, you with us in Garrow Hill?
Yes, I am.
Hiya, Frank. You all right, my man?
Yes, fine.
Good lad. Right, let's start with Peter. What's your thoughts on last night?
Well, can I just say, first of all, I think Celtic have taken a bit of a battering with, you know, some of the, you know, performances in the past. Yeah, sometimes we've been the master of our own doing, but, you know, in recent years, we've been drawing against Barcelona, Messi and all of it three times, Madrid, PSG, the German teams, Man City. So I don't want to make excuses, but you've got to cut them a bit of slack when you look at some of the pairings that they've had. Regarding last, I think you said at the beginning of the show, you and Rodgers might have been a little bit arrogant. I think he was a little bit, I don't think he was arrogant, because I think Brendan's reflected a lot in the way that he left the club the last time, and how he's come back. So I certainly don't think he's been arrogant. I think he was a bit naive last night with some of the substitutions, and certainly bringing Carter Vickers on at a time that he did when Phillips was doing nothing wrong. That really puzzled me. And the final point is that he's inherited a team from Big Ange, and he was always going to have to test out these players. I think the real test will come in January, during the January window. There's a caller on about half an hour ago saying Celtic being a project team. The problem is we've not really got a balance. What you should really have is a project. Yeah, you should have project players, but they should not be your go-to on big games like last night. Your go-to should be maybe a balance between the projects and some experienced players who can just who know how to come into a game like that and how to cut it, you know. So I said at the start of the season they need to go up the spine of the team for goalkeeper, defence, midfield and striker. We've not really got an alternative to Kyogo. I'm not going to name, I don't name individual players because I think it's a team effort, so I'm not going to slag him there.
Okay.
But I think there's a lot there. But just cut the club some slack, because, you know, we've played against some... In recent years, we've been quite unlucky with some of the draws that we've had. Okay, we've got an easy group this year,
But
what was the excuse when you dropped out of the Europa League and the Conference League and you got beaten those two games?
What, last year
under Ange, aye.
Man, I'm not. I don't make excuses, Ewan. It's not an excuse. I just think
you're just giving us a load of excuses.
No, I'm going to give you an answer. I think the club have gone too far down the project route.
Okay.
I think they got a bit excited about some of the Dembélés and Edwards, and they're sort of thinking, "Oh God, this is easy. You buy somebody for 2.5 million, sell them for 25 million, and that's it." It doesn't always work like that.
No.
And when it doesn't work like that, you get kicked out of the Europa League and you get kicked out of the Conference.
Peter, can you just hold on a wee second? Because you're making some really interesting points. Frank's got a similar point. He's in Garrow Hill. Frank, what do you want to say?
Yes, well, I'm going to slag off players. First of all, Hatate. He is not pulling his weight. His thoughts are in Saudi Arabia. They should offload him at the next transfer window.
He's just signed a new deal.
I know. It took him a while to sign a new deal, didn't it?
Okay, so you want rid of Hatate?
That deal's been on the table for about 3 weeks, and he just signed it, I think, last week. Obviously, whatever happened with Saudi Arabia, it hasn't materialised. But as I say, I would get short of him a next transfer window.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Frank, Peter, would you get short Hatate?
I'm on Clyde One.
Yes, you are.
We're
delighted that you are. Who was asking if you're on the radio there?
I just get cut off. I lost the signal there.
All right. Who were you speaking to there? Who's in the background with you?
I was just talking to my son. He just walked me down the stairs, probably looking for some food.
I'm so glad he didn't ask you what you thought of Ewan Cameron.
Frank has just said, Peter, that you would get shot of Hatate. Would you get rid of Hatate?
No, not at the moment. I think it's difficult for most players just now for their heads not to be turned. I mean, Jota going for a £200,000 a week salary. I can understand that.
Let Frank say there. What do you want to say, Frank, to that?
I think that's exactly my point. He's thinking about what he could be earning if he was in Saudi Arabia.
So his mind's elsewhere. That's the point that, Frank, you're making.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask Cammy Bell about that. Is there a chance that Hatate's head has been turned despite signing a new deal? And is he signed a new deal? Does he know around the corner what may be coming either in January or at the end of the season? They might get his way and Celtic could get a massive transfer fee?
I think Celtic have done the right thing in getting him a long-term deal. I think
because they'll get top dollar for him.
And he's a fantastic player. Listen, we're speaking about project players. If Hatate goes, that's another project player that has to come in because they might get 20 million for him, but they'll only spend two on another player. They're not going to go out and spend that 20 million on another player.
If truth be told, is a £20 million player coming to Scotland?
No, you're right. But I just feel as if Celtic have protected themselves and their assets. They've got him on a long-term deal. He needs to play well to get his deal. So he'll be working really hard. Yes, he wasn't the best last night. In the last couple of games, he's probably underperformed, but I still think he's a brilliant, brilliant player for Celtic. So he's one that I'm pretty sure most Celtic fans wouldn't want to see go out the door.
Peter and Frank, thanks so much for calling Clyde One Super Scoreboard tonight. Interesting points.
I'd like to talk about Maeda.
We've no good time, but Frank, I appreciate that, my man. We've got your thoughts on Hatate. So give them a call tomorrow. I'll no be here. Give somebody a call tomorrow and they'll talk to you about Maeda. Thank you for that, Frank. Thank you, Peter. Gordon.
Frank's not giving up.
I know. He'll be phoning tomorrow night.
Imagine you and Frank sitting having a chat to each other.
Hatate. Has he got a point? Is his head elsewhere?
No, not at all.
Okay, moving on. Thanks for that, Gordon. Looking at what's going on in Cyprus, it's still Limassol 1, Rangers 0, 5 minutes into the second half. Gordon Dia, you've been keeping an eye on this. Any early chances for Rangers?
No. I've got to say, if there were a goal coming, I'd probably say it was from the home team.
You're joking.
No, I think Rangers have been very disappointing tonight. You know, some of those players come out and talk about we were a big bit of the responsibility why the manager was removed. You've got a Rangers guy in there that's knows the club inside out in the dugout. Go and play for him. He's a teammate. Go and let's put a shift in. I think Rangers have been dreadful tonight.
It's been grim, really grim and concerning for me going forward. Again, yes, the manager's been sacked, but these players need to take some responsibility for the showings they've produced over the last couple of months. It's not been good enough, and Gordon's right. Listen, there's a guy that's been at Rangers and Rangers through and through on the touchline. You should be running through brick walls for him tonight.
Is this embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing, but it's
Limassol.
No,
who are what, fifth in the Cyprus league at the moment?
I think they're more than that. I think they're eighth or
so
something.
So it's not embarrassing. That's clearly a Rangers fan sitting there. This is not embarrassing.
No. What I will say is, it will be embarrassing if they don't go out winning.
They have to win this.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. A draw is an embarrassing result.
I think so.
Okay. Cammy, if they draw tonight, is that an embarrassing result for Rangers?
It's a really poor result. 100%.
Is it embarrassing? That was the question.
Yes, I'll go with it. Yep.
Okay. They're both going with embarrassing if Rangers don't win tonight. So they've got, what, 40 minutes or so to try and get the result. They're 1-0 down. Up next, after the news at 7, beat the pundits. Stay right there.
Tackle the headlines.
141951. Oh, wow! It's going to be an embarrassing night for Rangers in the Europa League. 58 minutes played. What a time to return to the show, because Limassol have just scored a second. Limassol are 2-0 up against Rangers. Wow! Cross from the left. And there he was, 6 yards out, the striker for Limassol, to beat Butland at the far post. It's Limassol 2, Rangers 0. A shocking night for Rangers in Europe, in the Europa League. This is turning out to be an embarrassment. Gordon DL.
I can't believe what I'm watching. It's so, so easy. They look the better side in the second half. Down the left-hand side.
Too easy.
Yeah, ball into the box. He just squares it. Lindstrom gets
John
pushed.
Lindstrom, man. Jeez.
He gets pushed off. The lad gets his head up, squares it. Oh. He's in front of defenders. He's got an easy tap in. Butland, absolute no chance. This just now is an embarrassment for the Rangers Football Club.
This is off the back of being Real Betis a couple of weeks ago, and here they are in Cyprus tonight.
They're all over the place.
They could be 3 or 4 down.
Yeah, listen, Limassol have been absolutely dominant in this game, especially if you look at the chances, and that there, it's just an easy goalie.
What's Lindstrom doing?
Brushes Lindstrom aside, and then Lindstrom looks as if he's jogging back. He's blowing him away with pace that much, and then it's a good ball in the box. You need to defend it better. Ah, it's a shocker for Rangers. It's a real uphill battle from here on in, because they've been so poor in this game.
They're going to have to get a new manager in sooner rather than later, because this is an absolute joke tonight. There's Seema down the left
right
now.
You can bring in a new manager. As I said before, you've got Steve Davis, who's an absolute club legend, and these players need to step up to the plate, and they're not doing it at the moment.
James Bisgrove, the new chief executive. Now, I know that
Big
Beale,
job.
It wasn't Beale wasn't his man.
No.
He's going to have to get this right. It's a huge, huge decision for the club. And tonight, as it stands with an hour played, Rangers are 2-0 down against Limassol. I think Rangers are something like 1-2 with the bookies to win tonight. They're red hot favourites. I think Limassol are like 5-1 at home.
Yeah.
That just says it all for you.
And Limassol have come into this game, no form.
No.
They're sitting way down the bottom of the league. You're thinking Rangers will turn up there tonight, put on a good performance for their teammate in the dugout at least, and get the rid of the embarrassment, well, not the embarrassment, but the disappointing of Aberdeen, the manager getting sacked. They've been all over the place tonight.
We'll keep an eye on that. We'll be live to Cyprus at full time. Andrew McLean is there for us tonight. But as it stands, if you have just joined us, Limassol are 2-0 up against Rangers in the Europa League. Paul, stand by. We're going to be speaking to you very soon about Celtic's performance against Lazio last night. So far, not a great week for Scottish football in Europe. We will be live to Pittodrie shortly as well, ahead of their game against Helsinki. But it's now time to play the game that you all love. It's Beat the Pundit.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It's our nightly football quiz. We put 30 seconds on the clock and you have to beat one of our pundits to win a ball signed by the Super Scoreboard team. Is that the prize?
Yeah.
Oof. Who wants that?
Everybody.
Brilliant prize.
Everybody. They clamour for it. Unfortunately, when I play, they don't get it. No balls leave this office, let me tell you.
I'll add some value to the ball by signing it as well tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody, the phone lines have went dead.
Well, they're waiting to play on tonight to play Beat the Pundit. Good evening, Barry.
How you doing?
Where are you?
I'm actually on the motor right now.
Okay, you had your tea yet?
Sorry?
You had your tea yet?
No.
No, wait, what are you having?
You're hungry?
I don't know yet.
You having macaroni?
Oh, it depends if I win here.
All right, depends on where you win here.
Celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Love it.
Right, okay, so you're on to play Beat the Pundit. Out of the two, who would you like to play against, Cammy Bell or Gordon DL?
Cammy Bell.
My head's gone, to be honest, watching this.
Aye. Mm. Yep.
The Rangers. My head's gone listening to this.
Right, so I'm going to flip a coin. So you're going to be Gordon, Tails and Cammy Bell, your heads. Okay, so I'm going to flip this coin. So let's see who you're up against. Barry, let's do it. Beat the Pundit.
Oh my God, they can't even catch it.
I did catch it. It's on the table, so I'm just going to reveal what it is. What were you again, Gordon?
Tails.
Tails in your heads. It's Cammy Bell.
Heads.
It's Cammy Bell. You've got a great chance of winning tonight, Barry.
Definitely, mate.
But especially if you keep showing them the answers over there.
Right, okay. So who goes first normally?
Oh my God. Us, of course. The caller.
Oh, you're beating the pundit. Well, I've done this before.
We get the music.
Aye, okay.
Put the music.
So you're getting Greatest Hits Radio.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where
well
I work.
Done.
I work on Greatest Hits Radio in the morning. Right. I do the breakfast show. So you're going to get Greatest Hits Radio in your ears right now.
You're please getting, don't have you.
Can you hear? Can you hear the music? Take your headphones off just now, but you can hear the music.
Yeah, he can
right.
hear it.
Right, so what can you hear? What's in your ear?
I don't know the name of the song.
Sing it.
What's your song? Ah, yeah. Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees. Okay, they've got the Bee Gees on. So, Barry, you ready to do this?
Aye, ready to go.
Okay, so they're listening to the Bee Gees on Greatest Hits Radio, and it's now time to beat the pundit. There's 60 seconds on the clock,
30.
Is that correct? 30. Right, put your headphones on. Put your headphones on your cheek. Right, they're
spinning. I'm not playing.
Oh, you're not playing. Right, okay. Right, I forgot he's not playing. Right, here we go. Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Barry, you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Go. At what ground did Airdrie play until moving to their new stadium?
Pass.
Brendan Rodgers started his managerial career looking after which EPL reserve side?
Chelsea.
The John Lambie stand can be found at which Scottish football stadium?
Livingston.
True or false, football dugouts were invented in Aberdeen?
False.
James McFadden left Motherwell first time around to join which club?
Pass.
Which club Billy Davis last managed?
Oh, hopeless.
Say Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Correct.
I don't know if I want to know.
Well, put it this way, the boys get the last one right.
Oh, oh no.
So what was the score there? Can producer John let me know?
You're supposed to tick them off.
All right, okay. Right, you ready?
Okay. Swap seats, mate, please.
Go
you're
for
having
it.
A night.
Go for it.
Are you ready now?
Aye,
right, okay, right. So Barry, not very good there, my friend, but let's see.
supposed to tick them off. Right. Barry get none.
No, Barry got two. Barry got two.
Right, go.
Everybody knows he only got two. We're not hiding anything.
Go for it.
Right, okay, here we go. Right, start the clock. At what ground did Airdrie play until moving to the new stadium?
Excelsior.
What? Brendan Rodgers started his managerial career looking after which EPL reserve side?
Watford.
The John Lambie stand can be found at which Scottish football stadium?
Firhill.
True or false, football dugouts were invented in Aberdeen?
True.
James McFadden left Motherwell first time around to join which club?
Everton.
Which club Billy Davis last managed?
Forest.
Who is Celtic's record signing? I'll let you answer. Do you know the answer to that, Barry?
It doesn't matter, Barry. Oh,
shut up, you're masking him.
Right, you said it.
Whoa.
Barry, what do you think the answer is?
What was the question again?
Celtic's record signing, who was it? Say Edward.
Edward.
Right, so that's him got 3 points.
He doesn't even
know. He's still got that.
He doesn't even know how many points you have got.
Right, how many points have I got?
He doesn't know.
Producer John's going to tell me in my ear who's
you
won tonight.
A ticket.
Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we're going to go through the answers first. Here we go.
Oh my goodness.
What ground did Airdrie play until moving to their new stadium? It was Broomfield.
Broomfield, yeah.
Brendan Rodgers started his managerial career looking after which EPL?
Chelsea.
John Lambie stand can be found at which Scottish football stadium?
Firhill.
Correct. True or false, football dugouts were invented in Aberdeen?
False.
True.
I say true.
James McFadden left Motherwell first time around to join which club?
Everton.
Correct. Which club, Billy Davis, last
Forest.
Managed?
Forest
is correct.
Four.
And Barry got Edwards' question right.
No, he doesn't get that. How many did he get? I got
so,
four.
So it's 4-3 to Cammy Bells.
Yes, there we go. Sorry, Barry.
Barry, because I made an absolute mess of that tonight, I'm going to send you a ball.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
We pride ourselves in no balls getting out there.
Well,
door.
I'm in charge tonight. I've made the decision live on the radio and on YouTube.
Why don't you and Kat send them a month tomorrow?
No, we're not. Barry, I'm sorry, mate, for making a mess of this tonight. And because I'm a nice guy and I'm only here for one night, which you'll all be happy to hear, Barry, I'm going to send you a ball. Good lad. Barry, thanks for playing Beat the Pundit.
Cheers.
Well done, Barry.
Cheers, Barry.
Right, what do I do now? Should I take some calls?
Should I get him?
Well done, you won 4-3, Cammy Bell. Congratulations
to
you.
Really.
You can take a ball home with you if you want.
Yeah, you take one as well.
Right, Paul's on the phone. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Ewan.
Did you enjoy that, mate?
It's a wee bit different than that. And you know, do you have a tea break?
Yeah, I'm getting my jotters, mate, in the next 10 minutes. So let's talk Celtic last night. Rangers are still 2-0 down, by the way, for those of you who are listening in with 20 minutes to play. But let's talk Celtic, Champions League last night. Your thoughts, Paul?
Hi, guys. How are you doing? My thoughts are it's just Groundhog Day, isn't it? It's the same story all the time. It's Einstein's definition of madness, trying the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's just us in the Champions League and has been for years and years.
But why?
Because we keep the same thing over and over again.
So why are you not learning from it? I'm sick of hearing Brendan Rodgers saying we're going to learn from this. Yeah. They haven't.
I think it's down to, if you've not got as good a players as the opposition, you need to manage the game better, don't you? You need to try to, I mean, we all buy into it when we're at the games about go forward. Last night, the last 5 minutes of the game, is just a shut up shop. I mean, take a respectable point. There's nothing wrong with it. A draw is better than what happened.
I agree with you. I think you need to get that monkey off your back, which is losing that losing streak, Cammy. And I think he's right. Shut up shop. Take your point. You've played well enough to not lose the game. Don't go and lose it, as Roger said.
But you don't even need to shut up shop. What I think you need to do is change your mentality. Listen, Rangers just scored. I think you need to change your mentality within the last 5 minutes. Defenders just defend. Make sure you do not concede a goal. See if the striker forward players go on and Palma gets a goal, then fantastic, great. But the worst you come out with is a 1-1 draw, because I really do think that Celtic mentality is now in the Champions League and in European football. They've lost so many points now, so I just think they need to start picking up points, build their confidence within European football.
Paul, we'll get to the Rangers goal in just a second. They've got a lifeline possibly in Limassol, but it's been checked by VAR for a possible offside. We'll get to that in just a second. But one final question for you, Paul. Will Celtic get out of that group, or will they drop into the Europa League, or is it fourth again for them?
God, I don't know. I mean, if they learn the lesson, I think that's two games that if we managed it better, we could at least get a draw for each game. But if we're continually going to stick to these finals, trying to play attacking football, we're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah, good point, Paul. Thanks so much for that, my man. You have a great night. You had your tea yet?
I did. It'll be fish tomorrow night, obviously, so I'd chicken tonight.
Okay, man. Thank you for that. Limassol 2, Rangers 1. Rangers look as though they've pulled a goal back, but there is a VAR check for offside. Tavernier could be offside.
Yeah.
Gordon DL?
Yeah, it looks... To me, when I looked at it, I thought when the ball went over to Tavernier, the right-hand side, he looked beyond the defender.
Do you think he looked offside?
Yeah, but...
He headed it back, didn't he, to Lundstrom, which then led to the goal.
Yeah.
So the initial phase, is he offside? Side,
yeah.
The cross that comes in is superb.
Yeah, and the goalkeeper, that's fine. It's the Tavernier situation. Aye. He's given the goal.
Is the goal? Goal stands? Goal stands!
It was a really good goal as well. Yeah. It was a brilliant ball in from Lundstrom and a great header as well from Sima. So, yeah, it gives him a lifeline. But again, defensively, the frailties are still there to be seen. They need to try and salvage something out of this game.
When you say give them a lifeline, do you mean give us a lifeline?
Here they go again, though.
Limassol are in. They're in. Ooh, no. Lindstrom's out to clean up, though. 2-1 to Limassol against Rangers. 19 minutes to play. We'll be back live to Cyprus at full time. Andrew McLean is there watching this one for us. Graham is a Rangers fan, clearly watching the game from behind the sofa, and he's given us a phone from there. Hello, Graham.
All right, how are you doing?
Not bad. Are you in hiding just now, watching this game?
I've just come out. My husband's been doing a fan meet for the last 25 minutes. It's absolute. I'm ready to put my foot through that telly. It's disgusting, mate.
Well, you've just got to go back. You might get something out of it, even though you're playing so poorly.
You'll never get nothing back, mate. They're gone. They're done. That's the worst Rangers performance in Europe I've ever seen. That's worse than when Alloa came back to 2-0 and beat us 3-2. That's worse. That is shocking. Going for a second goal.
Graham, it's Cammy. Where do you think the problems are within this Rangers team? Is it a mentality thing? Is it a personnel? Is it tactics? Where do you think we're going wrong at the moment?
The players are not good enough. You could have took Lammers and Dessa Zaf at half time, you wouldn't have noticed the difference. And no put MD on, you wouldn't have noticed the difference. Scott Wright, he took the covers away out and sat, right, got himself sent off. He didn't want to be there, and it plays them at night. It's embarrassing, mate. And the players are just not good enough. Five of them were in the UEFA Cup final last year, and they're putting in performances like that.
So it doesn't matter what manager you've got, the signings have been poor.
Rank rotten, mate, absolutely.
Oh my God. So Pep, he's in, go! Oh, what a save! What a save!
I'll tell you what, he's been the only player, the signing that this summer that for me has really stepped up the plate. Jack Butland's been fantastic.
He's kept him in the game there.
Been really, really good.
He's kept him in the game.
And that's a big save.
Gordon Dale.
Look at the defending here, though.
What is that? Who's that?
Davis.
Oh, that's an unbelievable save. 8 yards out. He's cutting it back across goal and Butland diving at his feet. Oh, that's a superb save. That's world-class, DL.
But then I'm going to flip it over. He should score.
Oh, he's got to score.
Yeah, if it's Rangers, you're thinking, that's a sitter. But all credit to goalkeeper. Cammy's right. Out of all the signings, he's the pick of the bunch. There's no doubt in that. Rangers are just a team now that need a bit of time with a new manager to get in there, a man manager, and reorganise and revamp this club.
Thankfully for Graham, Rangers did not concede a third goal there, because if they had, we may have had to bleep the call.
Kelly was away.
Graham, who do you want as your new manager?
Yeah.
Who do you want?
I don't know who I want, but I know who I don't want. I don't want that Lampard dude.
You don't want Lampard, okay.
No, I definitely don't want him. Big McLeishan. With Kenny Muller and Kevin Thompson, take it to the end of the season. That'll do us. We'll just plod away to get somebody in at the end of the season, give him a few quid. But you can't keep watching us every week. This is embarrassing.
So that's the thoughts of Graham, Rangers fan tonight, who are still losing by 2-1 in Limassol. It should have been 3-1. What a chance that was. It's 20 past 7. Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard. Give us a call. Have your say on Rangers or Celtic. 0141 951 1025. We'll be back live to Cyprus soon. Stay right there.
Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Thanks so much for having us on live, Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and also on YouTube as well. Give us a call, have your say on Celtic last night against Lazio, Rangers up against it in Limassol. Can't believe I'm saying that. They've been shocking, they've been embarrassing. They're 2-1 down against Limassol in the Europa League. We'll go live to Cyprus at full time. There's around 11 minutes to go there. So give us a call, 0141 951 1025. Alongside me tonight is Gordon DL and Cammy Bell. It's now time for the full-time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions, East Kilbride. Thanks to David and Bears
the
Den.
Full-time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions, East Kilbride. Tackle your customers' spaces with made-to-measure wardrobes.
This is a good one. Thanks to David and Bears Den, as I said. Can you name the 8 Scotsmen to make the most appearances in the English Premier League? So that's since 1992 when the Premier League was formed. Name the 8 Scotsmen to make the most appearances in the English Premier League.
Gary McAllister.
Number two.
Oh, number two.
Number
What about Gordon Strachan? Oh, he's two of them. Premier League.
Dan Fletcher?
Number one.
Dan Fletcher, number one?
Number one.
Scott McTominay? Is he up there?
Since the inception of the Premier League in 1992, you think Scott McTominay's in the top eight Scotsmen to play in that league?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Duncan Ferguson.
He's the eighth. So you've got three out of the eight. So have a wee think about it.
Yep.
We'll come back to it. Let's go to Billy, who is a Rangers fan. He's in Clydebank. He won't be a happy bear, that's for sure. It's still 2-1 to Limassol. Billy, your thoughts?
My thoughts? Oh, I can't say it on the radio.
yeah, please don't. I'm only here for one night.
Thank God. No, sorry. No, my thoughts is the Rangers board. I really can't understand them. The sacked deal the other day there. Now, there's no replacement for them whatsoever. And they don't even know, well, I don't think they know who's going to be a replacement. And they're into Europe, obviously, and they're getting, you know, it's 2-1 doing all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So you
think they've signed Michael Beale without having someone in mind or someone ready to step into that job?
Yep.
Now, from what I would believe and understand, before you make such a decision, you already have an idea. You've already done some work behind the scenes before you make the decision to sack Beale. You'll know, possibly, who your next man's going to be. Billy's suggesting they've made that decision without having someone lined up. Cammy?
No, listen, I think the guys that are at the Rangers board, and there's a lot of new members here. We've spoke about James Bisgrove. This is a huge decision for him. It's going to be on his head as CEO of the club at the moment of what the decision's made. They've got to have a shortlist.
It's not about the shortlist, but normally, do you not do your due diligence before you make the decision? So they must have an idea who they want, and they maybe have got some sort of feedback to suggest that these people might be interested.
Are available at this moment in time. Again, not linked with a club at the moment. Are Rangers going to go on PFE? Probably not. So it'll be all these managers that aren't linked to a club at the moment. So, yes, I think they'll have had a number of names that they would have sort of think that are achievable for Rangers, but they've also got, it's such a big decision, they need to get it right. If results don't go their way, that builds pressure on it happening faster than they would have wanted Steve Davis to go in here tonight, them to win over in Limassol and then to win at St Mirren.
Take the pressure off.
Yep, absolutely. Buys them time. It's not happening at this moment in time. If they then lose or don't pick up maximum points on Sunday, the pressure grows even more for the board to make a decision.
Yeah.
But this can't be a rush decision. They need to get it right. Absolutely need to get bang on. The last two haven't been right.
Gordon DL, some of the names in the frame, and those who have publicly said they're interested, Steve Bruce, Sam Allardyce, Billy Davis is another name, and I remember I was clamouring to get Billy Davis in at Hearts. I think he is a man's manager. I think he's a top coach. He's not been in football for a wee while, but is he not someone you could bring in and steady the ship?
100%, and he lives 3 miles away from the club. I don't know why he's not right up there. He should be. You look at his record. Now, people, I've heard, I'm friendly with Billy, and I'm quite biased here, but I've heard people talking about, you know, the problems with the board. A Derby director stroke sort of a chairman came out today and done a piece on Billy talking about best manager I ever worked with. If I went back into football, I would go and get Billy Davis tomorrow. So that takes that myth away. Craig Brown once put in a paper, Craig Brown, an icon of Scottish football, wrote in a paper about Billy Davis. He's the nearest thing to Alex Ferguson he's ever seen, right? You've heard Kenny Miller in this programme on Monday. You've heard guys like Chris Boyd, and they talk so highly. Guys have been in the dressing room with him, right? And you hear every positive thing about his man management, every bit of style. The big thing about, oh, he's been out the game. Billy Davis has been up and down the country watching games. I know that for a fact. He's done every qualification north and south of the border for a fact. Is he a strong leader? Is he a strong manager? 100%.
Would he do a job at Ibrox?
100%.
And if you're James Bisgrove, are you speaking to Billy Davis and saying, look, come in, short term, see how it goes until the end of season while we do our due diligence on who we might possibly want?
Look, everybody will have their opinion. I'm biased here in the fact that I know Billy, I know the way he works, I know the way he organises. Now, he had to take a bit of time out of football for personal reasons because of family and everything like that. And he had a sort of a wee legal thing.
A couple of years that went on for aye.
Yeah, after Nottingham Forest. But if you look at... Take the top of the paper away, Billy Davis's CV. Take that name away. You look at that CV. Championship. Hardest league in the world to get out of. 76, 79 points. He's broken all sorts of records. Brian Clough. This guy deserves a chance back in football, in my opinion.
I think it's a good shout. Billy, would you take Billy Davis, even just short term, just to sort out the mess to begin with?
No, there was one guy I would really like to see, and I don't know what the panel think about this, but Van Nistelrooy.
Ruud van Nistelrooy, former PSV head coach. Yeah, good shout that, Billy. Yeah. Thanks for that. Let's speak to David, who's another Rangers fan, who's in Newton Mearns. David, how you doing, my man?
How you doing? All right.
All right, you had your dinner yet?
Yeah, I just want to say, all right, the Dazzler.
Right, David. You just ignored my question there, eh? Nobody wants to tell me about their tea tonight.
No. I think that... If Rangers are going to go for Frank Lampard, they need to basically go for somebody and get somebody in like Graham Souness to be somebody that knows all about Rangers. Maybe if it's not Graham Souness, it's maybe Alex McLeish, somebody that could point him in the right direction. Because at the end of the day, we can't afford to pay somebody out their contracts the amount of money we've spent. The amount of money we've spent is unbelievable, and we will not be able to afford to pay a manager to leave their club, and I think that's why they're thinking about Frank Lampard.
Billy Davis comes into that category as well, David, and so does Steve Bruce and Sam Allardyce as well. David, let me ask you this. Who would you take as the new Rangers manager right now with those who are available and those who are interested?
Right now, if we had the money, I would go for Kevin Muscat. But we've not got the money. That's a problem. I don't think we have got the money.
I don't think Kevin Muscat's your answer, to be honest with you. I think you're heading back down the same route you've already gone down. I think you need someone. With Gordon and I don't agree with them that often. I think Billy Davis is a great shout, just short term, just interim.
See, a point I would make is I know a number of teams in England have started doing this, and I'm not saying it's a long term solution, but a number of teams in England have appointed managers with a sort of rolling month to month contract. And again, if you're looking at somebody short term to see if it is the right answer, because I know, listen, Rangers are spending a lot of money on moving managers on, and that's costly to a club. Rangers, who haven't got a lot of money at their disposal, would rather be spending it on players on the pitch. If you manage your contracts right for the next manager, and that might mean you might not get the top end manager, but you might get a manager like Billy Davis who might come in short term and see if he can get the team playing well. Then that's ultimately what my
personal thing, and the reason I'm going for Billy, not just because of his track record and everything he's achieved, right? And I've heard all the nonsense that goes with it. Is the fact that it needs a strong man manager, it needs a great coach, it needs organisation, because you need to work with these players to January, right?
Yes.
Because these guys, you're stuck with these to January. So you need somebody to come in
organize
and make that. And there's nobody... I'll back myself to the hill here. There's nobody better, in my opinion, than that guy at organisation, man management.
Yeah, I agree with you when it comes to Billy Davis. Sorry, David?
Could I speak to Gordon for 2 minutes?
Yeah, go on, David.
Gordon... Listen, I'm from Newton Mearns. I know you used to be a wee bit close to that.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to live there that long.
But listen, I'm just saying, I've been watching the game and I just don't see any improvement at all. Nothing. It's nothing at all.
David, I can't disagree with you. I was looking for a little bit of response tonight because...
I was excited to watch the game tonight.
Yeah, because you get players...
I don't see nothing.
Usually you get players that come out and they put their hands up and say, look, we were part to blame for the manager going. We've got to show them that Stephen Davis, Rangers legend, on that dugout. He must be disappointed with that.
He will be.
He'll be hurt with that tonight.
Just looking at it, in Cyprus right now, it's still Limassol 2, Rangers 1, 6 minutes of added time. So Rangers got 6 minutes to claw something out of this game. And at the moment, it doesn't look like it. David, before I let you go, I've got one more question for you.
Yeah, on you go.
Are you a silk or cotton kind of guy?
A silk or cotton kind of guy? No, I want Rangers to win every time. Every time I want Rangers to win.
That didn't go the way you were thinking.
No. Do you like silk or cotton?
I like a wee bit of spandex.
Spandex, okay. Well, that wasn't the question, but thanks, mate.
I'm only kidding. But can I just say one thing before I go?
No, not really. Yeah, thanks.
I need to say this, but Gordon and when. Mark Wilson are together. I love the two of them. They're the greatest guys in the world. I'm a Rangers man, but Mark Wilson is amazing.
Sorry about that, Cammy.
Maybe never get another Thursday night show, but don't worry about it.
Thanks very much for that, David. Much appreciated. Cammy, are you a silk or cotton kind of guy?
Oh, silk.
Silk?
Silk.
You want silk now?
No.
It's just for special occasions.
Yeah, of course.
Gordon DL?
Cotton all day long.
Cotton, aye. Okay, and you went cotton.
It's warmer.
You're cool, one, nice, but can I just say, because there'll be people listening and watching this on YouTube going, what is he on about? George Bowie from Bowie at Breakfast put me up to asking that question to a random caller. Silk or cotton? So that's why I've asked the question.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Two different answers.
Yes, we've got different answers. I'm a silk kind of guy. Anyway, moving on. Shall we go to Pataudry and find out what Dave Galloway likes to wear? Because Dave Galloway, he's watching the Europa Conference League tonight. Aberdeen up against Helsinki. Dave Galloway, good evening.
Evening, Ewan. Well, it's fair to say Aberdeen's season certainly seems to be showing signs of taking off. An impressive performance in the narrow loss at Eintracht Frankfurt, followed up by Premiership and Cup wins over Ross County and last weekend's victory against Rangers at Ibrox. Pataudry will be packed as European group stage football makes its comeback here following a near 16-year absence. Let's take a look at the team lineups then. And Aberdeen make just the one change. It's Duke in for Dante Polvara. So they will line up Kelleroos in goals. At the back, it's a three of Stefan Gartenman, Slobodan Rubicic and Richard Jensen. Midfield, Nicky Devlin, Graham Shinney, Leighton Clarkson and Jack McKenzie. With Jamie McGrath playing off Duke and Bojan Majovski up front. As for HJK Helsinki, well, three changes for them. The men coming in, Lucas Lingman, Miro Tenno and Piri Suari. Out go Thomas Olila, Santeri Hostika and Hassani Bande. So, Jesse Ost in goals across the back. It's Matti Peltola, Yuna Toivio and Miro Tenno. In the middle, it's Piri Suari, Georgios Kanellopoulos, Lucas Lingman and Yuka Ritala. Up top, it's Bojan Radulovic in the middle, supported by Filip Rogic and Topi Keskinen. The referee is Daniel Stefanski on VAR duties tonight here at Pataudry Stadium. It's fellow Pole Damian Silvestrak.
That's Dave Galloway at Pataudry for the Europa Conference League game tonight against Helsinki. Now, that was recorded earlier, and he's just texted me. It's not cotton or silk for Dave Galloway. It is latex.
Nice one, Dave.
Yeah. And nearly full time in Cyprus. It's Limassol 2, Rangers 1. We'll be full time when we return, and we're live to Cyprus with Andrew McLean on Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Clyde One Super Scoreboard's European coverage with Trustbeat Scotland. For life after debt, visit trustbeatscotland.net.
Did Rangers get a late equaliser in Cyprus against Limassol? Let's find out live to Limassol with Andrew McLean. How did it finish?
Yeah, Aris Limassol 2, Rangers 1, the full-time score. It is an embarrassing night for Rangers in the Europa League as they fall to defeat in Stephen Davis's first game in interim charge. It was a bright start for Aris as well. They looked the more dangerous side from the off and they made the most of that pressure. 9 minutes in, really poor defensively from Rangers 2. The ball came in from the right and it was Alex Maketu Musunda. He was the one completely free in the box and buried the header in the bottom corner for 1-0. They probably should have made it 2. A couple of minutes later as well, it was a shot from Leo Bengtsson. Good position in the box, but he could only fire over. 22 minutes in, Cyril Dessers had the ball in the back of the net. That one was correctly flagged for offside, though. But overall, Rangers were lacking in imagination. And not much change going into the early stages of the second half. Then, 55 minutes in, a powerful shot from Abdallah Sima. That was parried by the goalkeeper. Dessers made a real mess of the rebound. That turned out to be offside though, but once again they left themselves exposed. An hour in, Lundstrom, he was left for dust down the left, the cross came in and there was Shabby Babika in the middle of the box, first time finish, past Jack Butland, and that was 2-0. It was going from bad to worse for Rangers. Stephen Davis, he made changes. Roof and Cifuentes, they came on with 20 minutes to go. They did claw a goal back. It was a really good cross from deep from John Lundstrom, and there was Abdallah Sima with the header into the bottom corner. But it could have then gone 3-1 if it wasn't for a brilliant Jack Butland save to deny Alexander Cochrane after more poor defending from Rangers. But the game really fizzled out after that. Rangers looked to try and get on the front foot a wee bit more, but they really didn't create any chances. Ultimately, Aris were the better side on the night. Rangers didn't offer enough. They looked shaky at the back as well. Michael Beale might be gone, but there are still so many issues that need to be sorted out at Rangers. The full-time score here in Cyprus, Aris Limassol 2, Rangers 1.
Andrew, I know you've got to get away and speak to the Rangers management team. We've got a couple of Rangers fans standing by to speak to us after watching that result tonight. There was a few Rangers fans that we could see on the television. They are raging tonight after watching that performance. What was the atmosphere like for you?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the game, the full-time whistle went. There was boos from the travelling Rangers supporters behind the goal. And when the players were shaking hands, the supporters, a lot of them were actually gesturing for the Rangers players to go over and essentially apologise to them and put their hands up and thank the fans for making the journey and coming out and apologising for that performance, because they are not happy. They're not happy with what they've seen at all. They would have been hoping that there was going to be signs of change tonight, and it really didn't happen at all. And you just need to see, you know, the context of this. Aris Limassol are celebrating this as a historic win. The players are out on the pitch at the moment. They're over with their ultras, a small group behind the goal, and they're all celebrating together because this is one of the biggest results in their history. It's a game that Rangers never should have lost, but they have done, and there is a lot of thinking that needs to be done behind the scenes of Rangers.
Andrew, one final question for you. You've travelled around with Rangers and Celtic over the years. Is this one of the worst performances and results you've watched?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, a team of this stature, you know, playing in the separate league, Scottish side, certainly the likes of Celtic and Rangers, budgets far outweigh the separate league. Rangers should be beating teams like Aris Limassol. It was a very good result against Real Betis in the first game, but this is the type of match that Rangers should not be losing whatsoever, and maybe shows that, you know, the squad that has been left behind by Michael Beale, there needs a lot of work done to it for whatever manager comes in next.
Okay, Andrew McLean live in Cyprus. Have a great night, my man, and safe journey home.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, buds. Let's get the thoughts of Cammy Bell and also Gordon Dalziel on that embarrassing result for Rangers tonight in Europe. Cammy?
Yeah, really embarrassing. Concerning for me going forward, just the way they were outplayed tonight by a team that Andrew's explained aren't the strongest separate team in their own league, which, again, I'm no disrespect to the separate league, but it's not a strong mm-hmm. league. And for Rangers to go over there and get beat, for me, it's one of probably the worst. Again, obviously, we can all remember the progress result, yes,
yeah.
Freshly in our minds. That's up there with one of the poorest results for Rangers in recent history in European football.
Gordon?
I feel sorry for two real Rangers men tonight. Alec Ray, that works in this show occasionally, and Stephen Davis, who's still a player. I think looking at those players, he would have wanted a lot more. I think the supporters are shortchanged. They didn't get the performance. They didn't. They look a team that's just lacking confidence, leadership, direction, everything, and probably people will argue some ability.
Yeah.
It's a big turnaround they need quickly.
We've got a couple of Rangers fans standing by to speak to us. Can you patch them both through, please, John? That's Jimmy, who is in Yoker, and Alan, who is in Cumbus Lyme. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes, guys. First, let's go to Alan. Your thoughts on that, mate?
Oh, come on. How you doing, guys?
All right, bud. How are you?
Just absolutely raging. I don't even know where to start.
That hold on. We'll try and get you back, Alan, but that's a bad line. Let's go to Jimmy, who's in Yoker. Jimmy, good evening.
How you doing, guys?
Not bad, Jimmy. How are you after watching that, mate?
I'm suffering. I've been going to see Rangers since 1967 when Davey Wright was the manager, and this Rangers team ranks probably among some of the worst I've ever watched in my life. I agree with the Dazzler. I wouldn't be too unhappy with Billy Davis, but I would bring in Kevin Thompson and possibly Kenny Miller or Neil McCann to back him up. The Lampard thing for me is a non-runner. I think we need to get back to a bit of tradition with Rangers. We need a bit of a kick up the you-know-what, because some of these players tonight, there was no fight in them tonight, and it was disgusting to watch. I know people say Billy Davis has been out of the game for 10 years, but he's proved himself before. And I think that, I mean, we need to go back to, you know, bringing a bit of tradition back to Rangers and bringing managers and coaches in who want to be part of the Rangers setup. Beale was a no-no for me from the very start. I never bought into the fact that Beale should have been there, because when Gerrard went away, why did they not offer Beale the job then? I know he went away with Beale to Aston Villa. But for me, this is a poor, poor result. And I do feel sorry for Alec Ray and Stephen Davis tonight. That was a team of bottlers tonight.
Jimmy, that's strong words. I'm sorry, man. We're coming towards the end of the show, but thank you so much for your point. Alan, we've got you back. Do you agree with Jimmy?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. As I was saying, I think if I could, I'd sack Michael Beale again. The recruitment's been a shambles. You know, Dessers and Lammers, I never want to see them back in the Rangers top again. I don't know. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. It's just, yeah, I'm just on for a rant, basically.
Yeah. Would you take Billy Davis to come in there and sort things out?
I don't think Pep Guardiola could sort this squad out at the minute. Honestly, I don't. I can't see an end to it. I just can't.
Yeah.
We're terrible.
Alan, thanks so much for that. Jimmy, again, thank you to you as well. Have a brilliant night, boys, even though you've had a really bad result. Do you know what? The more and more I think about it, Billy Davis might be the man to sort it out.
Listen, people can say I'm a friend of his. His record's there. The nonsense about working with boards and everything. You've seen a guy, Derby, today. He got Derby promoted. He's been successful. He's been out the game for a little while. He had to do that. Family reasons as well. I know he's ready to come back. I know what sort of guy he is. And I think he'd be a terrific appointment.
Cammy, would you take him?
Yeah, again, short term, I probably would look at it. And again, if it works, then you can extend it. But Rangers need to protect their soul in the next manager, because they've got the last two absolutely
But if they're bringing a Billy Davis type to be interim,
yep,
in regards to, they've got Stephen Davis in there right now with Alex Ray, but you're bringing someone like Billy Davis, who's been there, done it, got the T-shirt, and he's worked wonders. Can you imagine what he could do with that Rangers team?
Yeah, well, that's what they need. They need somebody that can work wonders with these players, because they're lacking in confidence. It doesn't look that like they've got the ability at the moment to go and win games of football, which is the demand from Rangers. So they need somebody to come in there and work their magic, that's for sure.
Okay, so Billy Davis for the Dazzler, Billy Davis for Cammy Bell, and for me as a Hearts fan, I don't give a hoot. I hope there's no manager there when it comes to the semi-final in the League Cup and we go through the final.
I'll still beat you.
Full-time teaser. You got any other names for me?
Yeah, but what about David Weir?
No.
No?
Alan Hutton?
No.
Brian McClair?
I'll tell you. We've got Dominic Mateo.
We're not allowed to guess.
Okay, it's just the end of the show.
It's your quiz, on you go.
Dominic Mateo at 7.
I had Tim, yeah.
Right, so the 8 Scotsmen to make the most appearances in English Premier League since 1992. Ferguson, Mateo, Bardsley, Morrison, Telfer, and there's one more.
Give us a clue. What teams you play for?
I'll give you a clue. He played in London. He played in London for a number of years. Just recently retired.
Oh. What team in London?
Come on.
Well, name the teams in London. I'll tell you which one it is.
Tottenham?
No.
Arsenal?
No.
Palace?
Yes.
MacArthur?
Crystal Palace.
MacArthur. James MacArthur.
Is correct. He's number three on the list for Crystal Palace with 323. Gary McAllister, 325. Darren Fletcher, 341. And that just about it for us tonight on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, you're only one. I enjoyed it as well. Well done, Ewan.
Well done, mate.
Gordon Duncan will be back tomorrow, and he's got Hugh Keevans and Mark Wilson who bottled it tonight. Have a great night. Take care. It's been Clyde One Super Scoreboard.